You're now listening to episode 7 of I'm an Adult, Now What? Here's a quick preview of this episode.
I'm in the bathroom, and this little Caucasian girl, I remember I was like washing my hands, and she comes in the bathroom, she looks me directly at my face, and she makes like a stank face. She's like, ew, you're black, and walked out. And what? I remember I was like, oh, I literally was like, what? Like, I'm 5. I don't even know what color is.
Okay, so hey, it's Jade. I'm here with Ashlika and Ralitza. Hey, I met them both on set. yeah, so I met you guys on set. I met you on the first day.
We met a long time ago.
Yeah, like 3 years it's been.
Yeah.
I was the newbie. Yeah.
Four years. Yeah, it's 4.
Yeah.
And
like Ashlika not long after I met you. Yeah.
Yeah, like 2 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, it's been, I don't know.
I met Ashlika, I feel like I met you a long time ago, but then we only became friends like this year. Yeah. And then it was like, I was like, you're not leaving me.
Yeah, you're stuck with me now. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, Ashlika, you're a singer.
Yes, I am.
Check out her YouTube channel. We will put it in the description.
Everybody go subscribe.
Yeah, please, make sure you subscribe. And just, you know, you gotta commit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ralitza is a lawyer in the making. And also a singer.
Yes, she's also a fabulous singer.
Oh, thank you, girl.
You guys are
Look out for a duet coming soon. Yes. Hopefully. We've been talking about this for like, I feel like a year. So it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
2019
is the year.
Yes. Also, Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year. I just like don't care.
I know. The listeners are back.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, do you guys want to start with these random questions?
Yeah.
Let's learn about you guys.
Oh, gosh.
I'm scared.
Exposing. So, okay, let me just.
Hopefully, it's not too bad of a question.
Are we going like one by one?
Oh, yeah. I like this question.
Okay, cool. You can start. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you possess any of the qualities of your astrological sign? That's really interesting because I only found out about all this stuff like this year. Like I was on set with another girl. You guys know her. I don't know if I should say her name, but like.
You can say it and I'll bleep it out.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. She probably wouldn't care about.
Yeah, she probably just care. Yeah. And she told me all about myself, basically.
Oh, nice.
So I'm a Cancer. I'm born in July. But I'm also, she told me I'm like a cusp, like Cancer Leo. So half of my qualities are Cancer-like and half of them are Leo. So I'm very, like, nurturing, like, motherly, like, caring, and, like, emotional, I guess.
That's on the Cancer side?
Yeah, that's the Cancer side. Wow. And then the Leo side is very, like, outgoing and, like, likes to, like, it says be center of attention. But, like, I don't like being a center of attention. I just like to, like, you know, talk to people.
Make your presence known.
Yeah, make my presence
But not, like, aggressively.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess I do, but I don't really know much about, like, astrology.
Yeah. But it's crazy, though, how, like, people can just, like, come up to you and be like, I know all of you.
Literally. Yeah. I was like, you do, though.
Wow. It's like, when it matches up, it's scary.
Yeah.
Cancers are supposed to be really, like, well, not, like, super controlled by the moon, but when it's, like, a full moon, like, Cancers sometimes are like, oh, I feel weird today. And, like, you don't always realize it's because of the moon. But
really?
It's because you're the crab sign.
Yeah.
And crabs are in the ocean. And when, like, the moon is a full moon, there's more pressure on the water, which affects the crabs, right? That's, like, the concept or, like, the theory behind
That's
it.
That's so creepy.
Yeah.
That honestly sounds like it could be true. There's so many times in the month, but then I'm like, it might just be like my time of the month.
Yeah,
like,
I don't always blame it on that time of the month.
Yeah,
it just happens when there's
just
a full moon.
Moon too.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, I like that question.
Yeah. And so, Ashlika, what about you?
Question,
yeah,
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, okay.
Can I just say
Cancers and Scorpios are like supposed to be.
I know. Yes! I heard that, and like, I love it. But yeah, I don't really know much about my sign. Mm-hmm. I've just seen things from like memes and like Instagram, and I just see that like they say Scorpios are super emotional, which I am, or that they'll overreact a lot, which I do. So that's all I really know.
Yeah.
It's always the bad stuff that you see, like, memes of. Like, if you go on Tumblr, they'll just tear you apart.
Right.
And I'm a Gemini, and, like, we have the worst rep because it's, like, the twin sign. Yeah, so it's, like, always misunderstood, and they say it's, like, you're two-faced because there's, like, they're, like, twins.
Oh, right.
But then, like, once I looked more into it, it's, like, you're not it's just, like, more two, like, sides to you. Like, there can be, like, a more extroverted side or, like, a more introverted side or, like, that kind of thing.
That's interesting.
But anyway, I'm like, damn. But, you get bored very easily. That is so me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I need to switch it up a lot. Yeah. and I forget what else. I feel like that's the one that resonates the most. And also, we're, like, chameleons. We adapt to, like... other situations. People.
Yeah.
So probably. I feel like I can have a conversation with literally everyone and like it'll be fine, but then I don't necessarily like it's like with them they might feel like they're having a great conversation.
But not with yourself. Yeah.
But me it's just like I know we're having like a conversation, but it's not like I'm like super like, oh I love this person.
I feel like that too a lot. I feel like I can easily
Gemini now?
Maybe I mean, my mom is. Maybe she's rubbing off on me. But yeah, I feel like I adapt to, like, every environment, but then it's hard to distinct, like, when I'm being me and when I'm just doing whatever just to, like, make other people feel comfortable.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, that's so true. I'm kind of turning savage lately, and I'm like...
You're like, I'm not
tolerance. Yeah.
Stop talking.
Can't. Yeah.
You can't be wasting time out here anymore. No, really like,
it's 2019. Come on.
It's the year.
Start a new page, like, honestly. I'm over it. Yeah, it just takes so much energy, so yeah. Yeah.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah. Your question now?
Okay. What one goal do you hope to accomplish this year?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
That is a very good question. I have no idea.
It's okay, it's only 4 days in. It's fine. No five.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think I want to travel more.
Do it.
Like way more because last year I just worked way too much and want to experience the world.
Yeah
So that's my goal. What about you guys?
I haven't thought about it
really. I feel like for me it would be to stay consistent because I feel like every school year I always do so great and then after the holidays it just drops.
Oh yeah.
But like I'm in an acting program right now and I love it and it's like there's no room to just stop. Like, you have to keep going. So I feel like I just want to give it 110% because I know that I'll regret it if I don't.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good goal.
That's a good one.
For sure.
I think for me, it's going to sound so cheesy and so, like, blah, but honestly, my main goal is to remain happy. Like, I feel like last year I had a lot of ups and downs emotionally, like, school stress, money stress. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, people... So I just want to just not take on other baggages that aren't only for me and just try and stay happy. Like, you know, you only have one life. You're never guaranteed the other, like another day. So I want to try and like stay as happy as I can, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to switch up my moods. Like if I'm in a bad mood, I'm going to try and find something to make me happier because I don't want to waste my day crying. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to be sad. Honestly, you know?
That's so fair.
I saw this post the other day and it was like, I felt so attacked by it. It was like, did you have a bad day or did you milk the 5 minutes that you were upset for, like, the entire day?
So
and
true.
It's like, that's so true. Something can trigger you for, like, 5 minutes and you just that's drag like, the it whole on the
day,
whole day.
You're like, I just got to go to bed now and wake up tomorrow and try again. It's like, what?
So I like I like your goal because it's like, it's up to you it if you, you stay choose, happy or not.
You literally choose if you want to be happy.
Yeah.
You choose if you want to be sad. Like, anybody, you can be sad. Like, you have the right to, like, any emotion, right? So what I tell myself now is that, okay, something made me upset. I can feel it. Let me feel it. Let me, like, soak it in. Enjoy that moment. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, handle it how I have to handle it, but then don't let it linger. Like, take be like, okay, that happened. I was upset, but now life moves on. Like, I have to go on now. Like, my day is not over. It's 2 p.m. Like, you know?
Yeah, and it's not, like, forcing emotions. It's just like emotions come in waves, like let the wave pass and then let it go. Don't just sit there and drown, like
yeah that's so true. Get like wrinkly like fingers
just
like, drowning just in that in the water. Like, get out. It's only 2 feet, you can walk. So yeah, I think so that's like my main goal. It just sounds so bad, like cheesy, but happy. And then I think my other goal is to spend more time with friends. Spend more time with people.
Same.
I love, like, I always say, yeah, we'll hang out, yeah, we'll do that, and I let things get in the way.
Yeah,
but no, I'm gonna start saying yes, like be more spontaneous and just be like, okay, yeah, let's go cafe brunch, like, you know, like let's go park, totally. Beach, whatever.
Yeah, that's a really good one too, actually.
So look out for that.
And it ties into being happy too, because it's like
company.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting on you.
Yes.
No, that's such a good one, because I always find, like, I'm like, oh, I'm tired, mm-hmm. and then, you know, and it's like, don't fucking cancel, just go, like, yeah. just go for, like, an hour, and then I end up staying for, like, 3 hours.
No, exactly, like, you don't want to go, but once you go, you're like, I love this.
Yeah.
Like, I think also it's because our jobs, like, of being in the film industry, you talk to people all day, every
day. All day,
so, yes. That used to be my excuse. I'm like, oh, I already talked to people today. Like, oh, I already made
it. No, like, actually, that's so, so true. I'm like, yeah, I've had enough of, like, social time. Right? Like, it's time to go home now.
I'm just like, but those weren't even people that I know, you know? So it's like, I don't even, like, it's not like I don't like them, but, like, they're not my friends.
Yeah.
So I was like, why am I saying no to hang out with my friends now?
Yeah.
Because of work.
Because it really drains you. Your energy. Yeah. Some people are so draining on set. It's like,
when you're like, you have two headphones in and they still trying to talk to you.
You okay. need to stop. If you're listening to this and you're one of these people, I'm sorry. You need to stop. If I have my earphones plugged in, you turn the other way.
Yeah. Honestly.
Not the time. It's not.
You could have your headphones in, like, reading a book and, like, you know, doing something
your
else.
Your eyes
and
are closed. Still, yeah. Like, you could be sleeping and they're still like, hey.
They'll tap you on the shoulder. Hey, you.
And you think it's an emergency and they're like, oh, so, like, what do you do for fun? And you're like,
I was doing that, right?
And listen to music. Like...
Oh, God. Yeah,
the film industry has a lot of interesting people. And it definitely, yeah. It keeps you entertained. Like, there's never a day on set where I'm like, oh, what? Like, you know, like, I'm always, like, laughing at
yeah.
people. There's always totally. A story. 100%. It's so great, though. Like, yeah. I always have the best story, whether I'm like, that person was whack, or like, they told me something that I'm like, oh my god. Like, that's so beautiful. Yeah, so I love it, but like, just chill with that.
Yeah.
2019 please. Is 2019 the year of relaxing on set, please.
2019 is the year of like, if I have headphones in, you don't talk, okay?
Yeah. If I'm on the sky train, if I'm walking down the street, if I'm on the bus, don't do
Who
it.
Who does that when you're, that's what I don't get when you're in a small confined area and it's like, why are you tapping on my shoulder?
Oh,
my eyes are closed, my head's like onto the, like the window, you know what I mean? Like I'm asleep.
Like only tap me on the shoulder if you think I'm going to miss my stop on the sky train. Because that would be...
Yeah,
really
then I'm like, oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Someone did that the other day, and I was like, wow, you're so sweet. Like,
yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, so I wanted to, like, ask you guys about our experience on... I might have to bleep that out.
Okay,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. On that mysterious show. It really doesn't matter, though, but, like, yeah. It's not really shit-talking the show or anything. Not saying we're going to shit-talk. Yeah. But it was just an interesting experience because we were all, so we were in juvie.
it was all ethnic minorities.
Yeah.
Basically.
Except for like three like white
Caucasians.
People.
And you're like, well, look at that sprinkle. Like,
and now you know what it's like.
Yeah. And they made everyone look so ratchet. Like,
so ratchet.
So bad with our green jumpsuit.
Yeah. I will say, obviously, the costumes were so comfortable because we were in sweatpants and like shirts all day.
It was the best.
It was really good. But, yeah, it was an interesting experience.
Yeah, like, so we couldn't wear any makeup, and we couldn't wear...
Which I loved.
Yeah, that was
nice. Wake up and go to set.
Yeah, it was like, they can't say nothing. If you put anything on your face, they'd be like, did you put concealer?
Yeah, they'll just wipe it off.
No.
Okay, no, I actually didn't.
My skin's just this glowy.
I look like a pen.
Yeah, that would happen a lot. They would, like, I guess they don't know what black girl magic is,
really
but
don't.
A lot of us would just wake up, go, and they're like, remove your makeup. And we're like, excuse
There's
me, I woke
face.
Up like this.
Yeah.
And they would, like, actually, like, wipe it off. And they're like, oh. And we're like,
yeah, like, see that? It's still white. You're welcome.
We can reuse that for yourself.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah, no. It was, like, really nice, though, because... I just felt like it was, like, so non-judgmental between, like, the girls. And, like, I feel like maybe...
It felt really wholesome, in a way.
It really
you know what
did.
I mean? Like, we all knew each other. It became, like, a family thing because we were there for... How long were we there? Like, 2 months?
It was at least 2 months.
It was at least 2 months. And it was, like, multiple times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Same girls. Same crew. Like, it felt like a nice little family for a little while. And it was nice.
Yeah, I miss it. Like, I don't know.
I really miss it. Like, got close to so many people because of that set.
We had a lot of funny conversations.
Yes.
We had a lot of... And shout out Connor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shout out Connor. Connor, the best
wrangling us. Yeah, no, it was a great time.
The experience with the hair ladies was a little funny, a little funky. Yeah. To say the least.
Yeah, because, like, obviously a bunch of us ethnic minorities, like, a lot of black girls, like, we have different hair that they just don't know how to handle.
Yeah, and we had to be there, like, with our natural hair, most of us.
Yeah.
I didn't want...
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, but whatever.
I got away with it.
And, like, how you, like, managed to get away with
yeah,
it, too.
So I think, yeah, because when I went to my fitting, they were like, oh, you can do that. And I was like, oh, okay. And they took a picture like that.
Yeah. Nice.
So once they took a picture, I think they were like, oh, we have to keep you like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it just annoyed me how they took our natural hair but made us look so ratchet.
Yeah. And like, is that what we're supposed to look like? We don't groom
ourselves? Yeah, just because we have natural hair, like, does it mean we're supposed to look disgusting?
Yeah. Yeah, like, no. The looks were just bad. And I'm like, if you were realistically, like, in jail and, like, you don't really have much else to do.
You have time to groom yourself. Everyone in prison, like, not like I would know, but. Like, I'm assuming.
They try to look the best that they can.
They paint their nails, they do their hair, they braid their hairs. Like,
but they had that highlighter. They made some of us, like, paint our nails with highlighter because they're like, oh, that's what we would do in juvie if we don't have nail polish.
Right.
I told them no.
Yeah.
Like,
that's toxic. Get away from me.
I'm allergic to highlighter.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very interesting.
Yeah.
Good experience.
Yeah, it was a good experience. Yeah. But, I just feel like, how do you feel as a black girl, like, about natural hair? Like, do you feel comfortable wearing your hair natural, or is it kind of like not really? Because, like, personally, okay, so I grew up relaxing my hair for, like, as long as I could remember. Like, I was very young when I had my hair relaxed for the first time, and I didn't know what my hair looked like until I was in grade 10.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh. And I met my friend Sandra.
Her hair is gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Amazing. Oh, thanks. It's taken, like, so long to grow it. Yeah. But, yeah, I stopped once I met my friend Sandra because she had, like, her natural hair, and I'd never seen, like, a black person. No, I'm just kidding. I saw, like, 5 black people in Scotland, probably. And then, like, in Saskatchewan, I knew, like, a handful of black people, but, like, just no one really wore their hair natural. That's just how it was. Then I met her, and I was like, I wonder if my hair's like that. So I just decided to stop using relaxer. But it was, like, the worst experience of my life. Like, transitioning.
The transition's horrible.
It was just, like, so much, like, yeah. Oh, my God. Having, like, curly roots and then, like, limp. Like,
oh,
straight relaxed.
Yeah. I'm in the process of that. Like,
oh, really?
You've seen my hair,
yeah.
But my ends, I didn't start relaxing my hair until I was probably 10.
Oh, okay.
And that's because I begged my mom. I was like, Mom, I need straight hair. Like,
yeah.
You know when you go through those, like, childhood things and, like,
totally.
I also grew up in, like, London, so I was always surrounded by other ethnicities that weren't really like me, so at least back then. But now London's popping with all the black people. I'm just saying, like, they've taken over. But I always wanted to straighten my hair, and my mom wouldn't let me straighten my hair, so then I was like, let me relax it so then I won't put heat on it,
right?
And then that was, I just regret that so much. And she told me, she's like, you're gonna regret it. I was like, no, I'm not. And I do. But then I relax it for a few years after that, and now I'm finally, it's mostly gone now, and it's just like my kinky curls, I guess, like, you know. But I just feel like I was never taught how to handle my hair. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I was never told how to do it. I was never told, like, to love it. I was never really shown what, like, how beautiful our natural hair is. I was never brought up like that. So I always wanted straight, long hair, you know?
Totally.
Yeah,
that's exactly, like, how I felt, too.
Yeah, like, growing up, my mom would always wear, like, extensions or wigs, and then half of my family's, like, mixed, so I always saw them having, like, long, beautiful hair, and I was like, I want that, too, so I'm like, if my hair doesn't do that, I need extensions or something.
Right.
So, yeah, I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, like, we're always taught to, like, fix it, because I was actually thinking about this the other day. I'm, like, black woman, or, like, the only ethnicity that are told, like, that pretty much everything is wrong with you.
Just to clarify, when I say that, I mean that there is a factor that sets black women apart from other ethnic women, and that is we're told that our hair is also wrong with us, as well as skin, facial features, whatever. So yeah, I just wanted to clarify that, because I am not meaning to not acknowledge the struggles of beauty standards that other ethnic women face.
But until recently, it's like people are trying to take things from, you know, like the whole cultural appropriation thing. It's like people are trying to get like bigger lips and
bigger butts, they're bigger
thighs. Everybody's trying to be black without being black.
Yeah. Exactly. They want all the positive attributes and not take any of the consequences that come with our skin color.
Like, yeah, like, you know? They don't care about any of the political issues or like, you know, things that actually affect us. They don't even know about it.
Some people are very ignorant to how we really survive in life, you know, but they just take our little... We got a big ass. Honestly. Let me inject some fat into that, you know? Yeah. Like,
but it's like you... can try and copy it, but like, sorry, you'll never actually be that. Yeah. But also stop telling us that we're ugly. Yeah. The fuck?
Oh my god.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like weird. It's like, oh, we're gonna take this from you, but like, we're gonna tell you.
But when it's on yourself naturally,
let me take it and do it better. Yeah. Like, no.
It's like, you're not doing it so better, but like.
You're really not. The beauty standards, I think, were, like, I feel like obviously they're getting better now and there's more diversity and there's, we get to see it a lot more in the media, so it's better for us. But I think for all of us, maybe I'm talking for myself, but like growing up,
there was no representation.
No,
it was not
Like, I know so many of my friends who are black, myself included, who like, I just like, sadly, like I honestly just didn't, I don't want to be black. Like I literally went through too many things as a kid that a kid should not go through, like, against my skin color, that I was just like, why do I have it? Like, I didn't choose to have it. Like, I don't want to have it, you know? And I think about it now and I'm like so sad about it. I'm like, no child should ever go through that. And I'm like, my future kids will never, like, I refuse to make them ever feel like that.
Yeah. You know? That's, oh my God, that's so crazy that you said that. Cause I literally was thinking about that the other day. I actually thought when I was a kid, I don't know if I ever said it to like my dad or whatever, but I was like, I don't want to be black. Like, because it was just so much hassle. Mm-hmm. Like everything was just like, you know, this is wrong with you. This is wrong with you. People were like saying racist shit to us. Like so when we lived in Scotland.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it wasn't necessarily, it was just like easier, you know? Mm-hmm. I was just like, if I wasn't black, life would be so much easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, you step out into the street and like something's gonna happen. It was
Someone's gonna stare at you the wrong way. Someone's gonna say this. Like, it's just
make
like,
a comment. People.
But why?
Yeah. And it's so...
I really think about it. I'm like, what is the real reason?
How does that happen? Because, like, a lot of people, like, ask the question, like, does racism just, like, exist? Or, like, is it taught kind of thing? Mm-hmm. And it's true because, like, you see some kids and, like, they don't care.
Yeah, it's definitely taught.
At the same time, like, when you're in elementary school, you see all these kids and, like, there's so many racist kids. And they don't even realize that they're being racist. And it's like, where is this coming from?
Yeah, because it's like, you don't just... You know, you don't know something until you learn it. And so it's like, okay, clearly this is coming from higher up. And there's actually a woman I met on set. She's like a black woman. She is a teacher for, I think it's like nursery.
Oh, yeah. Like,
kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
Oh. Yeah. I'm like, what's the term?
Reception?
No, she teaches kindergarten. And she was like telling me briefly about like, the kids and like how they were like one kid made a comment about the black kid and anyway she's gonna come on a podcast episode and like talk about that because that's like current and I'm like that's ongoing. Scary you know for that's kindergarten
I remember that's crazy. I have so many this is so bad it's like really bad oh my gosh I feel like you know when you suppress memories because you're just kind of like oh whatever that didn't happen like I've gone past that but then it's like you think about it and like no my childhood had a lot of stuff and I think I was in kindergarten like in London it was called reception so I was but I think it's the same age I'm pretty sure it's the one before grade one
it's like when you're five six
and I remember I was in the bathroom of my school a private school like you think people would be like teach your kids smart right I'm in the bathroom and this little Caucasian girl I remember I was like washing my hands and she comes in the bathroom she looks me directly at my face and she makes like a stank face she's like ew, you're black, and walked out. And what? I remember I was I literally was like, what? Like, I'm five. I don't even know what color is. Like, I actually, I never grew up with my, like, I think when you're in, when you're black yourself, you're not taught, like, okay, white people, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
like,
but for them, but it's
for
like...
them, they're taught, like, okay, black, different, blah, different. You know what I mean? Totally. It's very strange. And so I just remember, like, and I would always go home and my family were all really close, so mm-hmm. we'd go to my cousin's house or something after school, like, get picked up, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was over, and my cousin's older than me. She was, like, 4 years older than me at the time. And I was like, oh, like, she's like, how was your day, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I was good. But I don't think I like being black. Somebody said, you, like, I was, like, you know, blah, you know, mm-hmm. something like that. I don't remember what I said, obviously, but. Right. And then she was just like, what? We're telling mom right now. Like, she was older, so she, I guess she knew at that stage, like, that's not right. Mm-hmm. And so we told my aunt, when my parents came pick me up, they had to talk with me, and then they had to talk to me about, like, okay, this person said this, but that's not right. Mm-hmm. And then we had to go to school, and it was just a big ordeal.
Right.
But then it's also, like, the poor little Caucasian girl, like, she didn't know any better either. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So it's almost like she's not at fault, but then made me feel like, oh, ew, oh, why? You know, I think that's the moment where I realize I am different.
Yeah.
But before that, I just lived my life.
You don't care, right?
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah, I feel like I really started to feel that when I moved to Vancouver, because I was born in Montreal, and I was surrounded by other black kids, and, like, nobody really cared. We all kind of just mixed, and, like, no one said anything. But then I moved here, and funny enough, it's, like, a lot of Indian people here, the ones that are, like, closest skin color to me would be the ones to, like, criticize me. And they're like, your color's like this, like, your skin's like the color of poop. Like, it's gross.
And
like, that's
and
it.
And what about your own?
And yeah, it's like, what? Some people would literally, like, some of them would be darker than me and say that. And I'm like, I don't understand why you think you're better than me when we're, like, all darker. Yeah. And, like, yeah. It just didn't make sense to me. And I was the only black person at that school at the time.
Oh.
So that was, like, even
that's
tough.
Even hard. Yeah, that's yeah. hard. What yeah. what grade was that?
In grade 3.
Oh,
yeah. Damn, it's always so damn yeah. young.
What?
It's just, like, why? Like, kids shouldn't have to go through that and, like, experience that at such a young age.
Yeah,
because I feel
so
like,
sad.
Obviously, the older you get, the more you learn about yourself and you start to love yourself. But I feel like the, like, root of, like, learning to love yourself is, like, it starts when you're a kid. Like,
yeah.
you're mm-hmm. just, like, out here living life and you're having fun. And then, like, mm-hmm. when you're that young and kids are already, like, teaching you to hate yourself.
Yeah.
It kinda, like, how do you expect yourself to love yourself if yeah. no one else loves you? Like,
yeah, it's like, yeah, it's a weird thing because you don't even know what self-love is, mm-hmm. but then you start to develop self-hate because of all the comments
yeah.
that you're hearing, and then
yeah.
it's just like you don't even know what self-love is anymore. And I just find, like, I don't know how you guys feel, but I feel like the structure too, especially for a woman, is like your mom, like, and how your mom views herself and like
mm-hmm.
her own, like,
mm-hmm.
beauty. Because, like, for my mom, she would make comments like, oh, I'm ugly, and, like, you know, she'd, like, say that in front of us when we were, like, quite young. And it was, like, we'd be, like, no, mom, you're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we had to kind of, like, reassure her or, like, make her see it. But, like, she genuinely just didn't feel like she was a beautiful person
mm-hmm.
at
mm-hmm.
all. And then, like, you're surrounded by all these images of, like, white people with, like, straight hair and, you know, like,
yeah.
all these different,
yeah.
completely different from what you look like. And it's just, like, that was, you know, I feel like if my mom was, like, super confident and, you know, like,
you'd
that kind of vibe,
that
I would have been like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Like,
right?
You know, like, my mom knows her sauce, all of her sauce,
yeah.
too. Like, you know?
No, I know.
But
yeah.
it's like, no, like, my mom didn't really have that either. So it was just kind of, like, made it harder to, like, I don't know, be super.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Zoe.
Hey.
Hey.
Good, how are you?
yeah, I heard the water pouring. Like, oh. Yeah, so I just feel like if you're, like, how your mom views herself
mm-hmm.
makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Because if my mom was white, I feel like it would have been, I don't know if it would have been worse or better, because then
yeah,
it's like your mom doesn't even look like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would
have
been
interesting.
I'm kind of glad everyone's
the
no shade to, like, but I also just feel like, because my mom's black, whenever I see a black woman, unless they're, like, really mean, which is, like, rare,
yeah,
but there's some mean ones on set.
Yeah.
Oh. No shade, no tea.
Yeah, but, like, you know, it's just, like, this, like, warmth and, like, comfort that I feel like a black woman has, and I don't know if it's just because my mom's black and they remind me
yeah.
of her, but, like, yeah.
I do feel like on set, y'all kind of draw to each other.
Yeah,
that
we definitely
so
do.
Like, any set, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even need to.
Yeah, and, like, when people point it out, I'm like, Oh shit, yeah.
Yeah, there's only like, the black table.
Yeah, but I'm like, you guys can like come and join.
Yeah.
Like if you want.
We don't be even like, mean oh, to.
Yeah, it just forms. Happens. Like it just happens.
But, yeah, it's just kind of like comforting. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's very comforting.
Yeah, there was a rap battle on set once, and that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Because it was like a lot of black people on this random like TV pilot. Don't think it got picked up, so probably never like see the show or anything. But they had a lot of like black people as like BG, and I think there was like some kind of like Hispanic or like you know, they threw in other colors, but it was like mostly ethnic people. And I went to Crafty, and there was like this huge group circle, and they're having a rap battle,
I was
like, I love this so much.
Oh, I wish I was there.
I just love the culture, and like we're just, I love my people.
Yeah, like I don't know, it was such a great experience.
Yeah,
like I've never been around this many black people until I moved to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting because you like came from Montreal.
Yeah,
and it was like way more black people, right?
Yeah, but it's weird though because I feel like because of set I know more black people now than I did in Montreal. Like especially the high school I went to, it was like a francophone school, so it was very multicultural, and I feel like that's where I met more black people. Mm-hmm. And then I go to like predominantly black church, and then like meeting a bunch of black people set, it's like more black people than ever. I love it.
Yeah,
that's great.
I definitely only really start making like black friends and stuff from set, like 100%.
Yeah,
because it's like you're all congregated there, you know what I mean, and you just kind of like find each other. But without that, I went to school in a like white suburban area. It was I'm not even gonna say where because I'm not claiming it. You'll get no shout out, but the school was just all white. I think I was one of, in the entire school, I was probably one of like six black people, maybe like that's like reaching, you know what I mean, like it was just very 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 white. So yeah, I didn't really make any like black friends. I made no black friends there. And then I went to school, and my school was really multicultural too. I mean school, yeah, I went to a university, and it's a lot of like Asians and white people. So yeah, shout out to set, because honestly I wouldn't have met you guys. I wouldn't have met anybody.
That's so true. Without set.
Yeah,
same.
It's insane.
Wow. Yeah, yay. Yeah. Trying to make it look like America.
Oh my god, the struggle.
Yeah. Doesn't it suck though, like being like the only one of the only like few black people in a school? It's like anytime anything happens revolving like black people,
you get
they just
at.
Look at you. And
oh
it's
my
like,
gosh, when you're in class or a lesson, it's all
black
stuff.
Every time we start talking about slaves, they're like, we're sorry.
When people turn around, I'm like, actually, like, fuck you.
Literally. No, actually, that happened like last year in one of my, like, I think I was in a sociology class. And this one guy, we had presentations or something, and he was, I don't know what he was talking about, I can't remember. But everyone in that class, he said something that was, like, basically so racist. And then he looked at me, and literally just me, and he was like, oh, sorry about that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just very, and I was just like,
no.
The professor was like, okay, you're done. Like, you can go sit down. And then, like, even the professor was like, I'm sorry for that comment, if that made anybody feel uncomfortable, blah, blah. Like, I was just like, you're in a, like, a world-class university, and you're that ignorant to say something like that in front of public for your presentation. Like,
that,
it was just so bad. This happened at university. Like, shout out to my school, but, like,
We're not
claiming that either yet.
Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous.
But I was just like, what? And then after class, he comes up and apologizes to me, and I'm just going to be polite, so I'm just like, yeah, no, like, just know, like, don't say that to people, because, like, I will take it, I'm okay with that, because I'm strong in myself, but other people probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
So, like, you gotta watch what you say around people, like, you need to learn not even to say that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I just don't like it when people apologize just because they know that, like, other people called them out on what they said, not because they're actually sorry.
Yeah. Okay, I know this is so petty, but whenever I've got mad at, like, my friends or whoever, and they apologize straight away, I'd be, like, even angrier, because I was like, you have
you're
had no
sorry.
Time to process what you just said.
You're just saying sorry because you feel, like, crap right now.
Just, like, typed it or something. Like,
yeah.
You know.
I'm like, we just had an argument. Yeah. There's been, like, 5 seconds where you're like, I'm sorry. I'm like,
you're not.
Like, you just said, like, I don't understand. I'm like, talk to me in, like, 20 minutes.
Honestly. Take a day, like, 5 business days.
Honestly, but, like, I can't imagine someone saying that in university. Like, I just,
yeah,
I feel
I
like I'm
really
at the
shocked.
Point where I'm like, you know what? I'm too damn old. I'm 23 years old. I'm too damn old. Like, I'm not going through that. It's just such trash. Like, what the hell is, what is that? Like,
I don't know.
So annoying.
I can understand when you're a kid, but, yeah, when you're an adult.
When you're
like,
a grown person, it's like,
But when you think about it, there's so many people who are grown. I'm putting quotation marks. yeah. Some people who claim to be grown, but they are so immature and they don't know as much as you they should. Like, yeah. There's a lot of ignorant 30-year-olds, ignorant 40-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And it gets to a point where at this age, you're not going to learn anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost like, hey, well.
Honestly, yeah. And I'm tired of people just being like, oh, well, I didn't know. Like, you can educate yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Yeah. It's I don't get people who use that as an excuse. But
yeah.
Yeah, it's like, bye. You're written off.
Don't need that negativity in my life. Like,
going back to what you said
mm-hmm.
about your mom just reminded me that, like, growing up, because ever since I was young, I wanted to be, like, a singer, actress.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, honestly, like, thinking back on it now, I can't really tell if my mom was, like, super confident about being black. I don't think she, like, hated her blackness. But I feel like she took it really personal that, you know, how society sees us, like, we're not going to succeed as much as other people. Because mm-hmm. I know, like, my mom would always feel sad seeing me growing up and just being like, oh, like, you could have made it by now, like, if you were white or, like, light skin, like,
mm-hmm.
you would have been discovered by now, but because you're black, like, you have to work, like, 3 times as hard, and mm-hmm. I'm like, which is true, but at the same time, it's like, you see people nowadays who are like, I don't care if people think I can't make it because I'm black, I'm mm-hmm. gonna do it anyways.
I'm gonna make it.
And I kind of wish I had that mentality when I was younger instead of just being like, oh, well, you know, it's gonna take me longer because I'm not white, so, like, let me just wait, and it's like,
Or sometimes people would probably even be like, I'm just not going to try because it's not going
to
happen.
Anymore. Yeah. Because I need to be light skin. I need to bleach my skin or something.
Yeah. And thank God for shows like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and, like, The Cosby Show, even though, like, you know.
Controversial. It's fine.
But, like, at the time.
But at the time, it was needed.
It was, like, needed.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, Zoe would put on the MTV channel and, like, you know, it would be, like, all the black singers, you know, like, Beyonce and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, if we didn't have that, it would be. And I would probably wouldn't even, like, have found the MTV channel if it wasn't for her. Like, she just always have it on. Yeah. And it's, like, all these people. I'm like, oh. And, you know, like, I remember there was one singer called Jamelia.
Oh
my god.
Yeah, so
I was about to sing it, but I'm like, is that even legal? Like, I don't know, copyright.
Don't sue us. Like, I have to find it first. but like, when her song Superstar came out, and it was like,
and she was finally, like, one somebody who wasn't just light skin.
Fully black, and, like, it was just, I was like, who is this? Mm-hmm. And she had a little, I think it was, like, an ankle bracelet that had the letter J.
Oh.
And Zoe and I were talking about this the other day, actually, because Zoe saw that, and she was like, oh my god, Jade, there's this, like, black singer, and, like, you know, come see, and then I was watching it, and then, you know how at the end it would show, like, again, the title and the singer, and then it said Jamelia, and I was like, oh. I thought it was gonna be, like, Jade, but I was just, like, so, I just remember being so excited to see this, like, new, like, fresh black person on, like, the, I don't know, it was just, like, it was really nice.
Yeah.
And, like, really comforting, and, like, even still with seeing, like, all these black people, though, they always had, like, straight hair.
Oh, 100%.
Like, you know, that was one thing I noticed, like, That's So Raven and stuff. Like,
that's true,
Yeah, like, all the
natural hair was not a thing.
It's,
Even
now, like, it's growing into its representation, but it's still not as, like, when you think about it, most black people have that natural hair. But we don't see it, you know?
And, like, the thing that bothers me now is, like, it's great that we've made progress and we're showing natural hair, but everyone's still clinging to, like, the looser curls. It's not even about, like, the kinky hair.
Yeah.
So it's like, sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm glad, like, my natural hair is, like, being represented, but at the same time, it's like,
but it's not even
my hair still doesn't look like that.
I'm still forced to CCCC, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's cute and all, but
that's so true, because, like, I wear my hair in twist outs a lot, and people are like, oh, is that your natural hair? And I'm like, I'll say yes, but then I'm like, no, it's actually not, though, because that's, like, I feel like a fraud. But I'm like, I don't have time to explain to every person that asks me every single day on set, oh, is that your natural hair? To be like, well, actually, it's a twist out. Well, what's a twist out? And then I have to explain it. I'm just like, I'm tired.
You take it out.
Yeah. It dries, and it's different. It's just like when, like, people braid their hair, like, French braids, they take it out and it's, like, wavy. It's the same concept, but, like, people just don't really get it for some reason. But, yeah, I just, I'm like, that's not actually my natural hair, though. And it's, like, you are manipulating, like, the curl, and it's, like, you know? Like, it's, like, the definition of, like, natural? Like, what is
the definition of natural hair now? It's just no weave or no wig,
basically. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, it can be, like, I've heard some people say natural hair and it's relaxed. Like, I'm just like,
yeah, like, no.
That's not it.
Yeah, know? It's like, what?
Yeah.
It's very I've never relaxed my hair.
Good.
But I'm just like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've never relaxed it, but. Because, like, when I was younger, I would always try and straighten it, and I didn't like how it looked. And my mom was like, oh, but, like, if you relax it, it'll look better. And I'm like, then my hair straightened. And I'm like, yeah, but, like, my hair's already so thin when it's straightened. How is it going to be better? Like, I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, I'll just wait till I'm older. And then when I started actually, like, trying to deal with my natural hair, I got tired of it. And my mom's like, okay, well, like, if you put some relaxer, like, you know, you'll be able to, like, comb it out and stuff. And I was like, I guess. But, like, the more I started to take care of my hair and I started to see, like, the potential mm-hmm. of it, I was like, I'm just gonna, like, wait it out. And now I'm just, like, I'm not putting relaxer because I just know that if I do it, I'm gonna have to go through that stage again of, like, oh, I don't want it anymore. Now mm-hmm. I have to, like, transition again. Mm-hmm. And there's no point. But yeah. I did grow up wearing, like, I never wore weaves, but I would always wear, like, braids.
Oh, yeah. And then like, the braids that you would leave, like, at a certain age, and then it would just be the hair. Yeah.
But then eventually I was like, I'm tired of, like, these braids. I want my hair to be long and flowy. So then I started wearing wigs, and then it was over. It was just, like, wigs.
It's over.
All day, every day. And then, yeah. I didn't really start taking care of my hair till last year. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I'm gonna take care of my hair this year.
Yeah, that's another goal.
I should say that. This is the year I don't take care of my hair. I don't care about it. It's really bad. I'm just kind of like, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, honestly.
I remember even I was on set with you mm-hmm. and our other friend. Bleep it out, maybe.
I'll bleep it out. Don't worry.
Sorry. I said it without thinking. And then we were talking about like natural hair care because I was asking them all types of questions. And this wasn't even long ago. This was probably July.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, so what do I do with this? That, like, how do I wash my hair? How do I condition my hair? Because I actually don't know. Like, I never grew up with it, right? So I just was like, I'm brand new, mm-hmm. starting in my 20s.
Yeah.
We're gonna get fresh, good hair. I don't know how to do it, but we're gonna get it.
Yeah.
By the end of 2019.
Yeah. It's like trial and error, I feel.
It really
you
is.
Know, because your hair is, like, different from the next person.
Yeah.
Like, even with, like, Zoe and, like, she's my sister and it's, like, our hair's different mm-hmm. or like a certain product will work on her hair but not on mine or you know like
yeah
different amounts. It's like complicated. It's like a chemistry like
it
lab
is.
Experiment.
It's like so
head.
Much money and no matter how many YouTube videos you watch it never ends out like
the
turns out the same
it.
And it's like why but yeah it's just like it's nice though because it is a form of self-love. Like I realized the other day I was like the amount of time it takes me to like research products mm-hmm. and then like actually take care of my hair and do the whole wash and go or like whatever it is that I do and then I sit down and I'm like I'm taking this time to take care of my hair
mm-hmm.
because I love it and I want it to like be the best it can be like that's a form of self-love and it's kind of nice.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
The thing I hate is when you spend so long on your hair and then you go to like set and they do something that is like the dumbest thing ever and they
That's another reason why I don't want to ever show my natural hair to them. I'm sorry.
That's so
fair
though.
They mess it up so much.
Yeah.
I've already told them that I'm allergic to hairspray so they don't use that anymore.
Yeah.
Like I flat out told them like I'm allergic to hairspray.
Yeah.
Like, you don't use it. Because they go crazy on
they
set.
They don't care. They just do whatever.
They tug. And it's like especially with like kinky hair, it's like there's certain ways you're not supposed to comb a hair or like pull, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what are you? It's not gonna get straighter. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
And sometimes when you tell them that you don't want them to do something, they have the audacity to say like, oh, if you're working on set, the hairstylists have the right to do what they want
anything.
With your hair.
Yeah.
It's like you don't own my hair, please.
No.
Like I'm gonna be here for a day.
Exactly.
I'm gonna have to deal with this for the rest
hours.
Of my life.
There was one girl on set who like has never straightened her hair and they threatened to kick her off set because they were like, you need to straighten your hair for this scene, like, blah, blah. And she was like, no, my hair's never straight. She has, like, jade hair, you know?
Mm.
Like loose mm-hmm. kind of curly things.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and she was like, I am not putting heat on my hair. I don't put heat on my hair. I haven't used it for, like, 5 years. I'm not going to... She's like, take off set then. Like, I'm not going to go to set for, what, 4 hours of pay?
To
just ruin my 5 years Ridiculous. Of, like, hair growth? Like, no.
Yeah, because that heat damage can actually last, like, a long time.
Yeah.
like, that's so bad. I would actually be like, I'd rather go home and you don't have to pay me.
Yeah.
Well, actually pay me. Because yeah, I showed up. Because you should have said that before if it was an issue, you know? Like, yeah, I just hate that.
Shouldn't be an issue.
And it's so frustrating because, like, say if you work 12 hours on set and then you have, like, a really short time frame between, like, working the next day. Like, if you have to work at 5 a.m. the next day and, like, they do something to your hair on, like, that set, then you have to go and, like, reset it for the next day. Yeah. That's why I'm always wearing my hair in buns. Because I'm like, someone did something where they brushed it in, like, a section and that section's frizzy. And, like, you know, it's just, I have
That's another thing. They don't get it. Like, you can't just, like, brush out the curls.
Like, it's going to grow. And they're like, oh, it's frizzy. I have to brush it. I'm like, what?
Like, you're going to make it frizzier. What do you mean?
It's so funny.
It's just, like, little things like that. And it's, like, I get it if you don't know how to do our hair because it's not on your head. And I don't even know how to do my hair half the day. But, like, don't act like you know. And then if I try and tell you, like, in the most polite way, like, if you brush it, it's going to get frizzy. Then they get mad at me.
Yeah, and
like,
they get offended.
Yeah,
and they do it anyway.
Like, why are you offended?
I don't understand how people can react so rudely when you tell them something in the nicest way possible. They're just like, they just snap.
It's their
for
ego.
No reason.
Yeah, it's definitely.
It's
their
just
ego.
An ego thing.
Like, chill the hell out.
And I don't understand how when we're on a show or movie, whatever, where they need a lot of black people. They just never have hairstylists that know how to handle our hair.
Or they have one.
Yeah.
One designated black girl hair. And it's like, but there's like 100 of us. Like, So.
Oh my gosh. Like, before the Christmas break, I was working on a show where there was a, like, a black hairstylist and I know she's good. And she looked at me and she was like, oh, I'll do your hair, like, after this girl, don't worry. I was like, okay. And then I was standing there waiting for her, and there's, like, six other people. And, like, and it was, like, they all knew. They, like, no one was like, oh, I'll do your hair next. Yeah. Like, they all knew that I was, like, waiting for her.
Yeah.
And then she did my hair, and it looked so cool. It was, like, Janelle Monáe. I, like,
oh, yeah, I remember pictures. I saw it. It looked so nice.
I was like, oh, my God. So she hooked me up, but I was just like, I don't want to go to anyone else because I know that it's just not going to be a great time.
Horrible, right.
Because it was, like, a formal event, too, so they can't, like, they can't leave it down. Like, they always feel the need to do something with it. And I was just like, okay, this is the picture.
Oh, that's so cool.
So nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was like, what?
How?
Like,
that's so cool. I'm so bad at hair.
Me too. Like, I actually don't, I don't know how. And, like, the Grown-ish show with Yara Shahidi.
Yeah.
Is that her username?
I think so.
You guys hopefully know what I'm talking about. But, yeah. Like, her hairstylist must be amazing because I follow her on Instagram and, like, she just posts, like, all the hairstyles she does, and I'm like,
oh, really?
Where do you even come up with that?
Really?
Like, it's so cool.
But it's America.
Yeah.
True. They have to.
They gotta help us. They don't. Like, oh, that's a little sus.
Yeah, like, please come help us, though.
Yeah, Canada. We need some people to come out here. Like, we're the fake America. I might as well have them here. You know what I mean?
True. You'd make so much money, too.
Yeah. Oh, they make bank.
Yeah.
They'd be on every single set.
Yeah.
So they get no days off.
Yeah, for sure. And the other thing I wanted to bring up was, like, okay, I've never dated anyone, so it's not a problem. But, like, if I'm, like, actually scared, though, to date someone who's, like, not black.
Okay.
Because of the hair thing. And even sometimes, like,
even just the culture and just, like, just knowing certain things.
It's funny that you say that, because when I was younger, I always wanted to, like, marry a white man.
Oh, really? And I mean, I did too, but that's only because I only knew white people.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was only around white people, so, like, I had no choice.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. For me, it was more, like, I grew up in Montreal, and every guy I knew was, like, my bro. So I was like, okay, like, white man's the only guy that I'm going to be like, okay, like, you're cute and whatnot. Like, it's going to be a romantic type thing, but I never even, like, considered the hair issue to me, because, like, I never thought about that, and I'm like,
that's good,
it is, but at the same time, it's like,
they would have been like,
ignorant
this?
Yeah. Imagine you just
just take off the wig and they're like, oh, it's like, oh, you didn't know, oh.
Yeah,
well, now you know.
Like, still not even the wig off. No, that would have been so, yeah, honestly, like, yeah, I don't really know what to say, because I don't want to, like, be offensive or anything, but, like, personally, I'm all for black men. Like, I mean, you know, what happens, happens, life is life, but me, I just feel like some, like, especially the black men who are educated and know how much black women go through, and, like, they just, they see this beauty in us that I feel like other ethnicities don't see, because they themselves are Black, so they know part of the struggle. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're able to appreciate to us. Yeah. Yeah. There's just this connection. I don't know what it is. And it's just like, they love, like, so many Black men, like, they don't even want you to, like, wear wigs anymore. They're like, we want your natural hair.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's see, so beautiful. That's so nice. That's so nice. But the thing that bothers me is when it's a Black guy and they say comments, like, that are, like, anti-Black.
Okay, yeah.
You know? Like, there are guys who are, like, that.
I feel like a lot, okay, maybe it's just the ones that I've been running into. Like, I don't know, maybe it's Vancouver.
Could be Vancouver.
It probably is. But, but I find that a lot of them here fantasize other, not like non-Black, do you know what I mean? Not fantasize, but most of the people that I know, they go for like the whites or the Latinas, like,
mm-hmm.
like maybe a Indian, like I don't really see them going for Black girls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's weird. It's almost like not a fetish thing, but I think because also they grew up in the same time that we grew up, where it's like the beauty standard was kind of long, like white hair, like mm-hmm. I mean what long hair. But yeah, there's a lot of I feel like there's a lot of not self-hate in the Black community, but I feel like
there is.
I mean I'm just so politically correct. I'm like, I don't want to say anything wrong.
No, I feel like yeah, I feel like it's an issue in the Black community. Like, a lot of us are like, yeah, we need to love each other more. Black lives matter. But, like, half of us don't even believe our own lives matter. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the self-hate is so strong in our community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it sucks because I feel like we can't really be telling other people to, like, love us as much if we can't even believe it ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like a Black, the race that, like, for, like, relationships and stuff, I feel like a Black girl probably struggles the most. Mm-hmm. I feel like Black men, they can get Black girls, white girls, Asian girls. Latina, like, everyone anybody. Kind of right now, a Black guy is the hot commodity, you know what I mean? White guys, they'll always have their white girls. Like,
yeah.
I mean, and, like, but, like, they can get, they're always gonna get the white girls, and they have, like, and a lot of people will always love white guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Asian men, they have their own race, like, you know, they have other people, like, I feel like every other race knows for fact that they can at least find a relationship with somebody from their own race, but I feel like a Black girl, you never know. Yeah, but I feel like you can't even trust that a Black guy is gonna like you.
That's whack.
And I thought about that the other day. I was like, I know for a fact, not even for a fact, but like, I feel like most other races can at least say, like, oh, but my own race likes me. My own race loves me. But, like, for us, I don't know if that's
easy
to say.
It's not always the case, yeah.
Especially in the city.
Especially.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough out here.
And it's interesting because, like, every, like, Black person or every person has a mother, whether they, like, know them or not, or, mm-hmm. you know? And it's, like, say if you do have a Black mother, I just don't understand how you can, like, have a Black mother and then bash Black women, like mm-hmm. other Black women, and you can't see the beauty in it, and like maybe you have a bad relationship with your mom, but it's just like you write off your the whole like
and no matter what, your daughter, if you have a daughter, they're gonna be some portion of Black.
Okay,
so no matter what, you are still Black, so your offspring
I don't
will
think
be.
Guys even like
they
realize
don't
that
connect two mm-hmm. plus two equals five
no
them,
matter
you know what I mean?
Who that's actually crazy, like no matter who they're with, they're like their kid's gonna have Black in them, so
there
why
you
wouldn't you
yeah
want someone
it's insane
Black. People just don't think that far.
They don't.
But it's like it's so true, because I actually think like I've had people say like whether I'm like interested in a guy and I'm like talking to them, and then like say I always have my hair curly now, but then occasionally I'll like straighten my hair just to like switch it up, or I'll wear like my straight wig and then they're like, oh, your hair looks really good, and like before they don't really say anything about my hair, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, your hair looks so good like that, and I can tell it's like they prefer the straight hair and I'm just like, are you gonna talk to your daughter like that in the future? Not honestly. Like, you know, not saying like, oh, you're gonna have a kid with me, but say if they had a kid with a Black woman, I'm like, are you gonna look your daughter in the eye and tell her that her curly hair isn't beautiful? Because like, no matter what race I mix with, they're gonna like they're gonna have some sort of curl going on there, and like you're gonna, you know, like I just picture like a little mini like female version of you, and like you looking her in the eye and being like, you have to change that about yourself. It's not acceptable. Like, you're not going to, I can guarantee it. Because people always change when they actually have a child, which I think is a beautiful thing. But it's just,
it
like...
It shouldn't have to come to that, though. It should be sooner, yeah.
Like, what if you don't have kids with that
you're
person?
You're just gonna be ignorant forever.
For real.
Yeah, like, I just think that... That bothers me so much. So whenever people are like, oh, I love your natural hair, I'm like, thank you so much.
No, it actually means a lot.
Especially when it comes from a black guy, I'm like, thank you. Yeah. Like, respect, you know? Like, even if you go and date some other race, like, thank you for respecting, like, who I am as a person. Because like that's how her hair grows out of her head, and it's like everyone else's hair grows out their head and no one says shit, but like we're the one race where it's like you should change that about yourself. You know, like
and we really do go through so much.
It's
I don't even think about it anymore, but it's like talking about it, you're like
it starts to hit you. Like, whoa.
And like, again, it's like I always just repress things and like you don't think about it, because if you think about stuff too much, it'll just make you
go into
like
a downward spiral, man.
You just gotta keep you gotta keep it moving, but it is still like an issue, and I just like to talk about it because I'm like, well, people need to know that this is actually like internal things that we think about. Like if I go on a date with you, you'd be like, try and touch my hair, like don't do that.
One, if you ever date a black girl, do not touch her hair. Don't even ask to touch her hair. Like, you think it's polite? Don't.
Like, don't be like, oh, is your hair real? Like, ask that shit when you're, like, deep into a relationship.
Like, once we've been together. Like, what?
Like, you're not even claiming me. You're asking that shit. Like, back the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
But, like, to your question of, like, dating another race.
Yeah.
I think that's such an interesting question, because I feel like, when you were saying, like, hey, yeah, as kids, we were like, oh, white man. But then as you grow older, you kind of like, okay, like, our own men are, you know, but what I find.
They fat as hell. Shut it down, chocolate.
We love you, chocolate. But I find here in Vancouver, I feel like it's just all Vancouver. But I feel like a lot of white guys have a black girl fetish.
A lot of them do. Oh,
they
my
have,
God.
Oh, they have do a black girl ever. Fetish. Yes. And it's really obvious. And I don't think they even realize that they're doing it or coming across that way. But you guys are.
We know.
Like, so I feel like they literally just get bored of, like, their own race, not gonna lie, and then they just I want something exotic.
Oh my, like exotic chocolate. Don't ever call
when people say
that's
exotic,
not even a compliment
like,
to me, thank you.
That just sounds like
the offense. Compliment when they're like, oh,
you're pretty. For a black girl.
Shut like
that's
shut
the kiss
down.
Of
like,
death.
Oh my gosh. No, climb back into your mother's womb. Like, stay there. We don't need that. We don't need you.
Try again.
I just don't understand how that people think that would read as a compliment.
I don't know.
Because it's like you're just saying, like, oh, typically your race is like you're ugly, but like you're actually really pretty. And it's like, what? You're like hit with a compliment, but also like
backhanded.
Punched in the stomach at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, no. And then when you, like, point it out and they get mad, I'm just like, I'm not even trying to be angry, but, like, I'm just saying don't ever say that again, because someone might curb stomp you.
Oh, yeah. Some people like, will be aggressive about it.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Yeah. But thankfully for them.
I can't with that. And it's funny, because when you're talking, well, it's not funny, but when you're talking about school, back when we had, like, the sex ed class, it wasn't a sex ed class, it was more like a puberty class.
Oh yeah,
like a lesson that we had. I think it was just the one time, I can't remember, this was in Scotland. I was like the only black girl in my class, and they were like, oh yeah, like if typically if you're darker skin, then you'll have like darker nipples and like darker hair, and like people, like so many people turned around and looked at me.
What are they gonna do, like show them? Like,
yeah,
what do they expect?
They just like turn and look. It's just like the, you know, in the class when they bring up like slavery and people turn
and
look, and it's not even like they give you a bad look, but it's just like they turn to be like, they're yeah, like, that's about you,
yeah,
or you know,
yeah,
like
this is for you, we don't even need to listen to this right now, like,
yeah. And I felt so uncomfortable, and I was like, oh my god, what the fuck? And it just like it felt like it was a bad thing, and I just remember
like,
it so clearly.
And
and you're like, oh, that's a bad thing. Like, no, it's really not. And yeah, but at the time you're like, oh fuck, and it's just like another thing that is different about me. Like, great, And then, like, yeah, just having, like, darker body hair and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, like, oh. Now I'm, like, I don't fucking care. Like, I embrace my arm hair and stuff.
Oh, same. Yeah. I'm glad mine's dark. You can't even tell.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, I'm sitting in the middle.
So I'll, like, shave my legs. You won't know.
Yeah. I haven't shaved my legs since, like, the summer. Okay.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's, like, my mom. Like, you really can't see it. Yeah. It's amazing. But, like, yeah, you can definitely see it on my skin. But, like, it's fine.
Yeah, I saw this post that about, like, the new iOS update and, like, they showed the feet. They're, like, trying to make the feet, like, different color, like, black, yellow. And then it's, like, somebody commented and they're, like, yo, the bottom of our feet, the same color as white people. So, like, why?
We don't have black bottom. Like, are you joking?
Do you think the bottom of our foot is brown? Like
what? And then, like, you actually think about it. You're, like, wow, people really are dumb. Like,
oh, I'm, like, God. The whole, like, Apple hand. Company decided.
You think my hand is just black on the palm?
No, like, I remember once somebody asked me, they're like, oh, like, I was talking, I'm like, can you not see? Somebody asked me, do I have the same color tongue as them? And I'm like, what?
Oh my gosh.
Wow. And they're like, yeah, people, well, like, wild. Your skin is different, right? So maybe your tongue is, like, different, or, like, maybe you have, like, spots on your tongue or something. I'm like,
what?
What?
Huh?
The hell, you think I'm a leopard?
Yeah, like, what? Oh, I don't even know if I should be offended. Like, yeah, if I should feel sorry for you.
Inside of your mouth pink, too? Like, oh my gosh. A human being.
Do I have teeth like you, too? Like, you know what I mean? What do you mean, no?
Are your teeth black? Hopefully not.
Like, I really hope your teeth could be black, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, oh, and you know British people have this stereotype of having bad teeth.
Oh, yeah.
What the is white, that? White,
yellow teeth. Yeah. Because all of them smoke cigarettes and drink coffee.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So cigarettes and coffee is, like, the worst combination ever. Your teeth are literally going to be brown. Like,
that's so
disgusting.
True.
So if you do smoke cigarettes,
can you please stop?
Stop. Quit. 2019 is a year.
Get some patches or e-cigarettes or whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
What are those new things that people use? Jewel? Jewel? Like, those are, yeah, try those. Like,
and it's not because we're criticizing or judging you. We want your lungs to be healthy and we don't want you to die soon.
Yeah,
so
we don't,
like,
want lung cancer
live
for
your
you.
Best life.
Yeah. We don't want people to get secondhand smoke. I hated that as a kid. When same. I would walk past people, I still do this, honestly. Except if you're smoking a cigarette and, like, you're really close to me.
So
I will cough in your face. I will choke.
I don't care anymore.
I will fall to the ground.
Oh my gosh, I call it.
Just so you know how much I don't want to inhale your cancerous smoke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No kidding.
No.
I love it.
Oh, so and in London, it was all over. Like, everybody, still to this day, everybody smokes cigarettes. Yeah. Like, you're 12, you smoke cigarettes.
No, oh my God.
You're 50, you smoke cigarettes.
People started so young.
It's so bad. They have, like, designated smoking areas at school. So I think they got rid of them because they should have. But it's, like, stop promoting that. Like, they can't smoke at school. You know what I mean?
That's actually wild. Yeah. Holy.
The UK love their cigarettes.
That's, like, actually crazy. You're, like, 12, like, in the schoolyard in the smoking area.
Gotta go for a smoke break.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have one more question card.
Oh, my God. Did you miss that? Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, my
gosh.
We never did that.
Jeez. Yeah, let's jump into that.
Okay. The question says, would you rather be a great musician, artist, or athlete?
Ooh. I think I know
yours.
Yeah, we already are.
I'm, like, I feel like I know yours. Musician artist. I feel like an artist. But, like, does that mean, like, painter artist?
I think
artist
could be whatever you want.
Yeah, okay, that's really general. I'd rather be the artist one.
Yeah, yeah, I would be the artist.
But at the same time, I feel like it would be great to be, like, a good musician. Like, I love the electric guitar, and, like, when there's a solo in a song, it just, like, it tingles, like, all my senses. I'm like, oh,
I almost feel like I group it to, like, when I thought about it, I kind of grouped artist and musician together.
Yeah.
Like, so I just, like, want both.
To what?
Group them together, like, artist and musician, because I imagine myself as an artist. I'm an amazing musician too.
Yeah
That's true, because I guess artist is general enough.
True. Like a musical artist.
I would love to be a basketball player though.
Oh,
like, basketball is my favorite sport, and, like, I'm really short, guys. I'm like 5'2", so if at my height I could be, like, a great athlete, I feel like I would be so impressive. Like,
yeah, I've always wanted.
Point guard. Excuse me. I'll be shooting threes. I'll be fine.
Sorry.
But that would be, like, so cool, because then I could be like, huh, look at little me, like.
Yeah, like, that's so true.
It'd be really impressive.
Yeah, athletes are, like, I don't know. There's so much discipline, like, mental discipline that you have to have. That.
Oh yeah. Training.
Yeah.
Eating habits. Everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I have so much, like, respect for that.
And it's, like, a daily, like, it's not even just, like, okay, I'm tired, I'm gonna, like you, yeah, no days like, off. Like,
I'd be so fit.
You, oh, I kind of want to be an athlete. Yeah, right, let's try.
A basketball player.
Yeah, no, honestly, because the one thing, if I was an athlete, I would either be a gymnast, because imagine being a world-class gymnast. Oh, I could do flips, I'd be doing them all day, every
yeah.
day.
Yeah, that's
or,
so
like,
true.
Or I want to be a track athlete, like, mm-hmm. I always wanted, I did track in high school because my, like, brother did and, like, all his friends. And so I was like, I'm going to be a track star. Like, meh. And I can't run for the life of me. Like, I'm so bad. I think the best I ever did in a race was third place. And that was out of, like, six people.
Dang.
So, yeah. And that took, like, forever to get there. But, like, yeah, I feel like being an athlete would be fun.
It would. Yeah. I feel like why I would love to be a great musician is because, like, I'm a singer, but, like, I only play, like, one instrument.
Mm.
Like, I play the piano. I can kind of play the clarinet, but
same.
Oh, doesn't really count.
Same.
Yeah, but, like, I would love to just be on stage and, like, be able to play a bunch of instruments. Like, I don't know if you know her, like, the singer.
Oh,
like, H-E-R, yeah. Like, she'll literally sing and, like, whip out her guitar and start doing a guitar solo. And I'm like, how great is that? I wish I could do that.
Yeah, that's true.
She is amazing. I remember, okay, so I just put it together now, thanks to the internet. But when I was younger, I watched her.
Yeah, when she's younger, yeah. Like, Gabrielle Wilson or something like that. Yeah.
I watched her and I was like, she's amazing. She's going to go so far, blah, blah. And then she didn't do anything.
Yeah, she rebranded herself.
Yeah, and it's amazing. What? And she doesn't show her eyes.
Yeah.
Like, she kind of, she's almost like a Sia, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's basically because, like, she tried to, like, kickstart her career. And I guess people just didn't have faith in her. And, like, mm-hmm. it just didn't go anywhere. So she just rebranded herself. Like, she just worked on her music. She wore her glasses so nobody sees her eyes. And, like,
that's she is.
Crazy. And it's great because, like, people don't focus on
her looks
face
or anything.
Or, like, yeah, it's about
it's
the music.
It's her voice, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I liked about Sia, too. It's, like, all about the music.
Does anybody know what she looks like yet?
Yeah, yeah, I feel like really? I've seen pictures.
She actually had, like, albums out, like, years ago. And, like, one of them has a picture of her face, like, on it. But, she started writing songs for other artists.
Yeah.
And, like, her, I think it's her latest album, is full of songs that she wrote for other people, but they, like, didn't make it to their album. So she wrote for, like, Adele and I think Kanye West.
Really?
I don't know. There's a song that she wrote with Kanye West on the album called Reaper. Such a good song. Dang. But yeah,
controversy
she's...
too.
Yeah.
Everything's true. Controversial.
Honestly.
These.
But yeah, she's great. I did not know that about her, but that's super interesting.
Yeah. She's incredible. Is she coming here? She should.
Yeah.
She probably will. Everyone comes to Vancouver. That's why I love it.
Yeah.
Like,
they never used to.
Oh, really?
I mean, did they? I feel like people would always go to Toronto. You know what I mean? And,
yeah,
and then Seattle. True. And then Vancouver's just like, pick one. Like,
yeah.
Go to Toronto or go to Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now they're actually coming here because they realize we're good.
Yeah.
Like, we're cool people.
Honestly, I just feel like Vancouver's about to be, like, on the map.
Oh, it's
no,
like
it really
about
is.
To
it's already popping right
yeah.
now.
All the celebs come here now for their movie shoots and stuff. So I feel like they're, like, people are like, oh, it's actually nice here when it's not raining.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, 3 months of the year. That's nice.
Exactly.
And, like, people love it here.
Yeah. It's so beautiful, though. Like,
mm-hmm.
you
it is.
You can't find another place like it.
Oh, yeah. You got the mountains, the beach, the snow, the sun. What else?
The rain.
A lot of rain. But we got everything here.
Yeah. It's
we
great.
Really do. We're so, blessed.
Yeah. Well, I think we could probably wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've taken a lot of your time.
thank you for having us.
Yeah,
thanks
yeah,
so much
it's been
fun.
Great. Yeah, thanks for being on the podcast.
Of course.
Yeah, so it was Relitza and Ashlika.
Hey.
Follow them on social media. If I put their handles up, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, go check their stuff out in their YouTubes. And
yeah,
stuff.
Mine's up and coming.
Yeah.
It'll be coming soon.
Yeah,
on the
yeah.
lookout.
Yeah.
And they will definitely be featured, so.
Yes.
Just throw that out there now.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
have no choice. Yeah, this is really fun. Everybody subscribe to Jade's podcast.
Yes.
Make it number one.
Please.
Eventually, it'll, oh my gosh, no, 2019.
One day, it will be.
I just keep saying this year.
No,
but
like.
This is the year this podcast is going to blow up.
Oh, shit. Thanks for Litza.
Of course.
Appreciate
of course.
That. Yeah. Oh, we'll see, I guess. I got to keep it going, you know? Got to do it more frequently.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for having
you.
Us.
Yeah.
If you ever have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can also email at imanadultnowwhat@gmail.com. I'd always love to hear from you, and please subscribe and rate on your streaming platform of choice to receive updates of future episodes.